With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
First-timer like me, and unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you that cash in as little as 24 hours because it's the right thing to do. And right now, the right thing for you to do is to download the app, the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Check it out for yourself. It's fantastic. You'll see. Just be sure to sign up and register using the promo code JSmith so they know that we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive that $50 in site credit once FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That's promo code JSmith to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Jason and John Show. Weekday, middays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. WMFS-FM and HD1 Portland. WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
It's time to play Jackpot Justice. That's right. If you can't make it to the casino, we have Jackpot Justice election style. Percy Lynchard wants to be on the Mississippi Supreme Court. He has a long history of getting big bucks from his Jackpot Justice cronies. $40,000 from Mississippi trial lawyers. $20,000 from Democratic mega donors. Lynchard would risk bringing Jackpot Justice back to Mississippi. Fortunately, we have a conservative alternative, Mississippi Supreme Court Justice Josiah Coleman. He's a conservative and experienced judge, a fair-minded man who understands hard work. Coleman lives on a farm, has served as a volunteer firefighter, and bagged groceries and washed dishes to help pay for his education. When it comes to the Mississippi Supreme Court, reject Jackpot Justice. Vote conservative, vote Coleman. Justice Josiah Coleman for the Mississippi Supreme Court. Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC. Derek Easley, Treasurer. Not approved by any candidate.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, this is Gary Parrish encouraging you to get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. What's the Erie Rate Lock? It's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. And let the record show that lower than normal rates are now available, which is great because if recent events have taught us anything, it's that every penny matters. Listen, you have a local doctor, your local dentist, your local lawyer. You need your own personal local insurance agent too. So please get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, which has two offices in the Memphis area. One is in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other on Highway 51 in Covington. You can reach Elizabeth Rook Insurance by phone at 867-SAVE. That's 867-7283. Or you can visit online at rookinsurance.com. Again, that's rookinsurance.com.
To celebrate Robert Irwin Jewelers' 43rd anniversary, we're having a huge diamond sale going on right now. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, get bigger, brighter diamonds, and this month, 0% interest for up to 24 months. Check us out online at rijewelers.com.
Borat's subsequent movie film releases worldwide this Friday on Amazon Prime Video. Join Kevin Cerrito for live trivia at the Summer Malco Drive-In Saturday, October 24th. Dress like Borat for your chance to win a Borat prize pack. Best costume wins. This Saturday at the Malco Summer Drive-In.
With UnitedHealthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to take advantage of, like $0 copays on primary care doctor visits and lab tests.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Plus $0 copays on virtual visits.
Wow.
Uh-huh. It's time to take advantage.
Wow. Uh-huh.
To learn more, visit AdvantageWow.com. That's AdvantageWow.com.
Benefits vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Wow.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, traffic has been crazy lately, right? And rush hour? Forget it. Nobody wants to let you merge onto the highway. But hey, somebody let you merge or you wouldn't be there. So drivers who switch to Progressive can stay big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All 75 months at 2.99 Mirage, LHO 10129, G4 LHF 07863, Eclipse LZO 15893. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020 with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
How about a brand new ride that gets 43 mpg highway, seats 5, plus costs less than $4 a day? We Gossett at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. 2020 Mitsubishi Mirage. Buy for $11.1 or $99 a month. 2020 G4, 41 mpg highway, $139 a month, or buy for $12,435. And 2020 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross, $19,107 or $229 a month. Plus, confidence today, tomorrow, and long into the future with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Mirage, $99 a month. Mirage G4, $139 a month. And Eclipse Cross, $229 a month. Get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett.
Have you heard? A secret hoard of 1888 Morgan silver dollars has been found. These gorgeous 1888 O Morgans are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck, and less than 1,000 of these coins are available. Coin experts are calling the Great Southern Treasury Hoard an incredible opportunity. Just call GovMint at 1-800-509-6468, and you are guaranteed a mint-condition 1888 Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O Mint mark of the New Orleans Mint. These 132-year-old coins were found in sealed bags that have been untouched since 1888. That makes these unopened bags of Morgan silver dollars extremely rare. To learn more, call 1-800-509-6468. Call now, and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $10 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-509-6468 now to secure your 1888 O Morgan silver dollar coins before they sell out. That's 1-800-509-6468.
Crime is out of control, and the city council is doing nothing, and the mayor's doing nothing to protect you and your family. Are you ready to protect yourself? Well, go to the largest indoor gun store and gun range in the Mid-South and sign up for your permit to carry class today. Don't become a statistic. Fight back and protect your family. Go to TopGunMemphis.com and sign up for your permit to carry class. Or go to the largest gun range and gun store in Memphis and practice. We have ammo at Top Gun Memphis as well. TopGunMemphis.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Random media note that I found quite interesting. ESPN is going to start putting all their analysis and features and everything like that behind ESPN Plus. So, like, every, like, I guess Dominic Foxworth's story that we talked to him about last week.
That is why the game stories are gone. Wow. I didn't see that bit of news. But it explains to me, it explains something. I've been going on game stories just for NFL. They're not there. College football game stories.
Same.
And game cast stuff where I look up, okay, you know, you got a big one this weekend, Tennessee, Alabama. The game story's gone. The link to the game or the preview is gone. Yep. It sounds like what you're talking about.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm an ESPN.
That would explain it.
I'm an ESPN Plus. I paid for the year.
Yeah, you had to.
Yeah.
You finally got with it because you realized that everything's back there.
Yeah, plus, like, you get, like, you have to have ESPN Plus to buy the fights.
Like, yeah. That's why you did it.
Well, I mean, I'd like to read Gavone. You know what I mean? Like, I'd like to read, you know, Gavone's thoughts on the NBA
draft.
Well,
they just got more and more stuff back there behind that wall.
Well, they're becoming basically like all these services, right? Well, they're like your network.
That's exactly right.
Doing the same thing.
That's exactly right. I mean, you have to – it can work.
It's a supplemental thing to the network.
100%. I mean, it's just revenue, you know? I mean, you're just trying to and what I think what you learn is that people, if it's good, will pay. If it's good, people will pay. And if that's true, I mean, every major newspaper does it now. New York Times, you can't read anything. New York Times.
Washington Post,
Boston Globe, LA Times. Like, they might make one huge story free, right? But everything else, you got to get a subscription for. I think the CA and the Daily Memphian do, like, a 5 free articles kind of a thing. I mean, that's just the way of the world. It's it's the way it probably should have always been, and journalism would probably be in a much healthier place if that was the case in the beginning. But, I can't say I would have had the same foresight either. Who knows? But anyway, I found that interesting. Fights this weekend. It's weird because it's at 1 o'clock. I hate that. Gaethje and Khabib is at 1 o'clock.
That fight's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, it's at 1 o'clock. So that kind
of
stinks.
Why? Because of where it's from? Fight
I guess,
Island?
Was
that Dubai or
but
something?
Fight Island, before this, though, they were doing them at 7 o'clock.
Right.
You know, and later. So I don't know, man. It's a weird deal. But anyway, you have to have ESPN Plus so that you can watch, you can get those UFC fights. Item that was not behind ESPN Plus was something that Jeff Borzello did earlier this week. He covers college basketball for ESPN. And by the way, real quick before I get into this story, while I'm on the subject of college basketball, it is going to be an absolute bear to have a semblance of a season if their guidelines don't change. Because Marquette became the first high-profile college basketball team yesterday. They had a positive test in the just one positive test. They shut down practice for 2 weeks.
Damn.
Can you imagine if that happens in the season?
Oh, man.
You have to shut down everything for 2 weeks? How many? You're going to miss four games. How do you make that up? You can't, because it's the NCAA tournament.
Contact tracing in small teams.
I guess the good thing is that, and I hate to put it this way, but if you – I know this. I know Memphis has had at least five or six confirmed positives on the team, like players, right, including some within the last month. So half of the team over there in Memphis has already had it, and we know.
Jeez. Well, I mean, that's kind of what Clemson did. They got,
there is definitely.
Clemson had its outbreak early.
Here's the truth. I know people get all triggered about immunity and all that. What we know is that there have only been about 40 confirmed reinfections in a global population of about 8 million people who have been infected, right? So you have about a 1 in a million chance of getting COVID-19 again, at least within 8 months.
In the same season.
Right. Within eight months, which is all we have. So that's good, right? That's a good thing, because if you could just get it again, well, then that'd be devastating. Anyway, I saw that yesterday, and I was like, man, it's going to be tough, because if you're getting you got December, you miss four games because of the 2 weeks, and then what happens if the positives keep coming in? That's two more weeks. It can just be, man, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Anyway, Jeff Borzello has a list of the newcomer impact rankings over at ESPN.com. Number one, not surprising, is Cade Cunningham, the number one player in the country at Oklahoma State. As we know, they cannot play in the NCAA tournament because they're postseason banned, but he is the best player in the class of 2020, and as such, he will be one to watch. Now, as far as Memphis goes, they have two candidates on this list, on Jeff Borzello's list here. One of them, not surprising, is Landers Nally II. He's eligible, and this is what Jeff Borzello says about Landers. Had 30 points in his college debut last season for Virginia Tech, and his waiver to play immediately vaults the Tigers into the preseason top 25 discussion. No surprise there. I mean, he's a shot maker, shot taker, in fairness, but a shot maker.
And jives with everything we said, that they should be a top 25 team.
Yep, and then a few spots after that, he's got Musa Cisse. Who is, of course, a freshman, and this is what he wrote about Musa Cisse. Cisse's commitment to Memphis over LSU was a huge boost for Penny Hardaway's program. He'll immediately be one of the best shot blockers and rebounders in the AAC. So those are the two candidates for the University of Memphis. As we know, most of their roster are returners from last season, and we're still waiting to hear word from DeAndre Williams, who would most certainly be in this list.
You think he'd make this list?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He would make this list. But it does sort of bring back into view, you know, Memphis as they are practicing now. And, you know, we're, I guess, what is it now, basically a month away from the first game of the season, which would be against Ohio State and South Dakota. You know, even though they are a team that's made up of, you know, sophomores and guys who are returning, I mean, they are going to lean on those two guys. I mean, honestly, Landers and Musa might be as important to the season as anybody. If you just pick any other two players, I mean, those two guys, because they're going to need production from Landers, and they're going to need Musa to be the guy he was last season in Lausanne.
I want to go back to what you mentioned about the idea of us, you know, getting a full, 27 games in, and that you avoid this, you know, sort of with the protocols and having to shut it down.
Yep.
Because when you talked about it, you said Marquette's the first high-profile program to have to shut down.
Yep.
It reminded me of sort of the questions surrounding this Big Ten protocol in football.
Absolutely, man.
To where guys are going to have to be out for 21 days.
Absolutely.
What happens if Justin Field comes up positive?
Man. They're going to rewrite the guidelines.
The Ohio State quarterback. Yeah, I mean, are you going to – are the other guidelines going to be rewritten? They talked about how – I was listening to Herb Street this morning talk about how even a situation like Nick Saban, they're saying even if you get a false positive, you're still out. How is that even possible? If you come back with three straight negative tests, how is that not enough to come right on back? But the point is, with the way their protocol is written, they would you would be out. For up to 3 weeks. And so that I don't understand how that's going to work, much like you're
either,
saying
man.
About this about basketball and the idea that, you know, it's got to be 2 weeks necessarily. And maybe the best news, I see what you're saying there with Memphis, is that you did have some, you know, positives early on, and hopefully that means that you're, you know, at least half your team or around about in there is sort of through this already. That said, come on, I told you, smaller teams – something as contagious as this,
yep.
You know, the chance of stop and start is probably higher than it is has been in football. And what are we talking about? 15 to 20% of the games,
you know?
15 to 25% of the games in football,
right.
College football, have had to be either postponed or canceled. So this is going to be – just get ready for this, because it's going to be part of it with college basketball. But with some – probably going to have to be some adjustments
right.
to some of the protocol.
Well, so here – there's good and there's bad news about college basketball, right? The good – let's start with the bad news. The bad news is – if you get one or two positive tests in a college basketball program, it is so much easier for those to become 4 and 6 and 8, and you can have a real outbreak.
Correct.
And you could really, like, derail your season. I mean, you could miss a month, technically. I mean, if you have to do 2 weeks for each positive, and then let's say you get through a week and then a new one comes up, that's another 2 weeks, right? So you could absolutely have, you know, a situation where college basketball just has a hard time getting off the ground at some juncture of the season.
Or it's just moving on without you.
The good news is you have a much smaller team, right, than football. So
I guess that's good news in a way, if you can play it that way.
If the virus just burns through the entire team, right, in a month's time, you won't have to worry about it again. I'm not advocating that, by the way. I'm not telling anybody to go to a COVID
like
petri dish
right.
and just breathe it in. I'm not saying
that.
But I am saying that, you know, odds are very, very low, I mean infinitesimally low, that anybody's going to be hospitalized, right, that anybody's going to actually get very sick from this, given the age group and the sort of physical shape. And so the odds are good that most won't. I mean, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you what I'm noticing. Over the last 2 to 3 weeks, I've had so many people who I consider to be close friends that have come down with COVID, right? They've had it. And I'm noticing it a lot more now than I did really at any other time throughout the pandemic. Now,
is that happening because of our fatigue with this thing?
It might be. I think it might be that we're indoors again. You know, we're starting to sort of move back indoors because it's getting a little colder outside. But I'm not anybody I've been in contact with, of course. But you know, I'm noticing it now more than. But the interesting thing is that obviously most of my friends are on the younger end, and the majority of they don't get hit hard, but they do lose their taste and smell. That's been the most common symptom that I've anecdotally sort of picked up on, is that most of my friends who have come down with, they have a headache and they lose their taste and smell. And here's the thing.
Remember, but that's not, and I realize.
What about temp?
Doris ain't on the younger end. But
I haven't heard much about fever.
Doris never had the
loss
of taste and smell. Hers was just headaches. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm with you. I understand. And I talked to a Collierville basketball player who'd actually back in the spring, that was what happened. Lost a sense of taste and smell through it now. But that's – and maybe for young folks, that's mostly what it is. But we've seen, just to have on the record today on show, we've seen it where, you know, you've still got it in that – you didn't lose taste and smell. It was headaches, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just to say that.
But you know what? Not to be the epidemiologist on the show, but the virus does mutate. I mean, every virus mutates. And as it over time, hopefully it becomes less deadly. And that's typically what happens with the flu virus. It's what, you know, hopefully will happen with COVID-19 and that virus. I didn't go to school for epidemiology. I went to school for journalism. I'm less interested now than I was back. Cause think about March and April. It was so new. It really was novel. It really was like, what the hell is this? What's it going to do? Now we kind of know, like, we know the sort of score with what it is, what it's going to do to you. Some people are asymptomatic, whatever. But hopefully, you know.
I'm torn. I'm not sure whether it feels like it's going to be more of a test or less of a test. I mean, your thing about smaller teams, so it burns through faster, so then you're back. I mean, that's a theory, but it's also, you know, you get it. The idea that it could go through you and derail you for 2 weeks, whatever it is,
right.
3 weeks, if another one pops up. Well, you had, right?
I think it's more of a test. Because
it feels like more of a test.
One or two positive tests on a football team does not postpone.
You don't necessarily
a game.
Have to shut down everything.
Yeah.
Whereas you're missing games.
Tests. Yeah. Oh yeah. You're shutting down everything if you have one test.
At least with the way the protocol is set up right now.
You know. And then again, like,
and say a couple of those are your key non-conference games.
100%.
Right. That we're going to help you with seeding, and you got half the team, so that's and you're shut down for the time being. It's like college basketball is moving on without you. Just feels like to that point, it could be. Probably will be much tougher to get through. It's going to be like survival of the fittest.
I had a hard time
getting to the end of this thing.
Yeah, I mean, it is going to be hard. I think about even in the NFL, what is the NFL going to do if, you know, on week 17 or, you know, the first round of the playoffs that a quarterback tests positive, right? Like, what are you going to do? You can't. I mean, you're really going to have a. I guess you're going to have a backup quarterback out there. Like, that's all you can do. You know, I guess.
Well, they should have the built-in week, which would help with some of that.
Or you just go to a bubble, which
already
is what they're
done.
Talking about. You know. Anyway, it's going to be a college basketball season for the record books, and hopefully,
I just think the idea is that you're going to get all 27 in.
Yeah, no, you're not. You're not.
Probably not.
Memphis might. I mean.
Because you're on the theory that they've already had
now,
their
now the other teams might not
saying.
Right they still can that's the thing is like there's another team involved so even though Memphis might
but
have
at
had
that the, point don't you if you're Penny and you're pretty much don't you say that at this point publicly
I don't know that's a weird
if your entire team's had it it's behind you
the entire team has not had
that's what I'm
but
saying clearly they haven't
has.
And that's the issue
right,
is that
good
the
number
that
has.
To
half
your theory
the
is that right
yeah.
But so, half of them haven't so it could start again
help me as a listener I'm just listening to y'all talk so you're saying and I know you're right about this I haven't heard this on this radio station half or more of Memphis's basketball team has had coronavirus
well because they had it when they reported back in June.
When they
June.
First got back this summer.
Yeah.
That was
so there were like three or four cases then, and then I've been told of two other cases since
yeah.
June.
And the three or four were public, Brad. That was news. That
okay.
Was Memphis
yeah.
had confirmed
I'm trying to follow
that.
Along
two
here.
Additional.
So he's
since
added
then.
A couple as
so
well.
There's like six.
I believe six. Four, five or six. I'm not exactly sure. And, of course, I'm not going to say
And the team has 15 like roster members, I guess?
I think do they have 15? I guess they have something.
You got
like
the
that.
Kid from yeah. Simeon or whatever, or the kid from Chicago, and all these guys.
13 scholars.
13 scholar.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
13.
Some walk ons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
right.
yeah, so that's
and a couple
okay.
of walk ons.
Yeah.
So if you're
yeah.
hey, if you're
gotcha.
Including them.
All right, there we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, just one walk on. I think so. 14 total.
They've only
gotcha.
Got one walk on.
The Glennon kid, right?
The Glennon
yeah,
kid
yeah,
from
that.
Chicago.
He is the only one, isn't he?
I think he is. Yeah. Memphis is. Did they have a walk on last year? No, they have not had a walk on. They've not really had walk on.
Hardaway's kid wasn't on.
No, he's
scholarship.
A scholarship.
He's on now.
Yeah, he's been a scholarship.
He's
always
the entire
been?
Time.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Oh yeah.
I think there was always this assumption he'd come off and they'd give it to somebody, have an extra
They could
one, but
always do that, but they haven't really
they haven't
had
needed
that.
To.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not suggesting they do that. I'm just saying, you know, that was always discussed on
Oh, but
you know.
The truth of the matter is that they can do that if they need to. They just haven't
yeah.
gotten to that point yet. But anyway, it is going to be a college Thanks, basketball
sorry.
Season for the record books. And maybe at the midpoint we can get you vaccinated up. We can get you take
I don't know,
that vaccine.
Why you need me to be your guinea pig?
My man David Caffey, he's a friend of mine. He's actually my brother-in-law, I guess, kind of. He married my wife's sister, so I guess he's kind of my brother-in-law, right? He cannot wait to get the vaccine.
I'll take
man.
It.
He can't wait. He's like, let's go. Sign me up, man.
Yeah, man.
I just think it's funny. Like, whatever your opinion is of it, right, whether you want it or whether you don't, it's like Tyrone Biggums, man. Let me get that COVID vaccine, man.
Let's go.
So you all were already friends.
Yes.
Before he married the sister of
yeah.
your wife.
Yeah, it's like the Steph Curry, Doc Rivers thing,
oh.
right? Like how they're all kind of intertwined, you know? Yeah, David and I were really good. We went to Memphis together and we went to White Station together. We were really good friends. And then we actually.
So I'm assuming you introduced them.
Exactly. We went to Census back in the day.
I
that's
will
how
say
we did it.
That's close to Josh and Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Being married to twins.
Yep. Yep, yep. Kind
the
of
I think
life
Josh
changer.
Might have introduced them, but they weren't friends beforehand. Co-workers.
Yeah.
That could get a little weird.
It could be
some snitching done.
Well, that's the thing. You gotta be careful.
Y'all gotta be careful.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has their own agenda. But you
can't trust Kaffee as much to hold your secrets. I saw this in Jungle Fever. Because he's married to my wife's sister, and a man gonna tell. No matter what he says to his boy, he's gonna go back and tell his wife.
It's just true.
Because you just end up closer.
And she's gonna.
So that's it. Yeah. So you can't say something to Kathy.
Yes.
That you think won't get back to the wife, which would get back to your
100%.
Wife. Oh man.
Although David Tough. Was on my bachelor party. You know, I mean, he was there.
Why would that matter? Would some stuff happen?
Well, it's a bachelor party. Absolutely.
So? Well, it didn't have to happen.
I mean, we weren't drinking grape juice at the church youth group, man.
Maybe you should have.
You're telling me he's managed to keep his lip zipped on
that. I think so.
He's held tight on that one, huh?
Now, a lot of that time, he was incapacitated.
There's a good chance Sam already knows what happened.
I don't think so. And it's best that way. She's, you know, got my child, and we're just going to focus on the future.
That.
We're going to focus on the next 15 years, not the last few.
When are we naming that baby?
It's a real struggle right now. Maybe going to go with Icky. Not sure.
You ain't going with Icky.
But I will keep you updated. Anyway, Jeff Calkins is going to join us on the other side. We will talk to him about the debate tonight. We have some debate questions for him. Lots more to come. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Download the Radio.com app and listen to 92.9 FM ESPN on the go. Then simply favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on your smartphone. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's Radio.com sports station.
92.9 ESPN from Radio.com.
Memphis's sports station.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started, so why don't you? Because we're talking free. Free is in $50 in free bets just for signing up. That's right, $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit is required. Now, FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. It's because they've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, very intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then to lock it in, even if you are a novice bettor. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel is going to get you that cash in as little as 24 hours. It's in your account because it's the way you're supposed to do it. And right now, what you're supposed to do is go download the app for yourself. Check it out. It's fantastic. You'll see. Just be sure to sign up and register using the promo code JSmith so they know that we sent you. When you verify that account, you'll receive $50 in site credit once FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That's promo code JSmith, J-S-M-I-T-H, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook goes live. It must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
College football, it's the game you wake up early on Saturdays for. Even though kickoff isn't until 7, the game where the Goodyear blimp becomes a Hall of Famer. The game that goes just beyond school, spirit, fandom, or love of the sport. It's the game where the comebacks happen. It's the game where anything can and will happen, as long as you have the drive. Because college football is the game that moves you. We get it because it moves us too. Goodyear, more driven.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
Start your morning right with a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or sausage McGriddles for just $1 each. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
Three touchdowns in 2 weekends. Wow.
Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors doesn't let the fall football season slow him down. People often say, when you want the job done, call Sheldon. Recently, he was about to put a home on the market in Germantown, but sold it the day before. The following weekend, he listed two on Friday, and the one in East Memphis had three offers by Saturday night, and the other one in Cordova had four offers by Sunday evening. Is the real estate market that good? It can be. There's no seasonal slowdown during football season when Sheldon is your quarterback. If you or someone you know is thinking of selling their home, before you draft a quarterback, make sure and have tryouts with 2 to 3 and let Sheldon run his pass pattern for you. You can reach Sheldon at 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now. That's Sheldon Rosengarten at 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com.
Want to work for a company that can see your greatness? KTG USA, a division of Kruger Products, one of North America's leading manufacturers of quality tissue products for home, industrial, and commercial use, is hiring. Qualified production machine operators, industrial mechanics, electrical and instrumentation technicians, and entry-level packing positions. At KTG USA, we see your greatness and want you to work in a place where you can grow and your greatness stands out. Interested candidates can apply online at ktgusa.com. Borat subsequent movie film releases worldwide this Friday on Amazon Prime Video. Join Kevin Cerrito for live trivia at the Summer Malco Drive-In Saturday, October 24th. Dress like Borat for your chance to win a Borat prize pack. Best costume wins. This Saturday at the Malco Summer Drive-In.
36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit. Excludes ACQ fee, $10,000 per year, 20 cents. Excess mileage, $6.50 acquisition fee. Forte ME275992, MSRP 20,510. Sol L703372, MSRP 21885. K5 MG003199, MSRP 25725. K900 MSRP 6510. L602697, L602127. 220 includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020. Dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Where can you find best mass market branded initial quality 5 years running for Kia with JD Powers? We gossip at Gossip Kia on Mount Moriah. Take your pick: 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month lease, 36 months. 2021 Kia K5 beats Toyota Camry with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume, plus a 10-year 100,000 mile powertrain limited warranty. $189 a month lease for 36 months. All just $31.49 due at signing. Plus 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So come get happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
I'm Nora O'Donnell in Washington, D.C.
This is the moment.
The role of a journalist is to open the window into another world of experience. I feel an incredible responsibility. We have to make sure that we're right, that we're fair, but also bring Americans a greater understanding and hopefully bring Americans closer together. That's why I wanted to become a journalist.
The CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, weeknights on CBS.
This is the moment.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your health care easier. From making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with amazing prices on everything you need to pack and ship.
Right now at Staples, save 20% on UPS expedited shipping services. Plus, save up to 30% on select shipping supplies.
Shop in-store or get same-day delivery through Instacart and save big at Staples.
Ends 10/31 while supplies last. In-store only. See store for details. Instacart fees, taxes, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability. Additional terms apply.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Who they want? Who they want? Who they want? Who they want?
ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to reiterate how much Buffalo does not suck. Buffalo is a great place. It really is. I mean, they originated the wing. They have the Bills. Are the Bills what they were 3 weeks ago? Probably not.
Why are you saying this?
I'm a man who will do just about anything for a buck. And Jeff Calkins, in my opinion, represents a buck. You know, to have him on our show equals high ratings. And so I'm willing to say whatever I need to get him on the show. You happy? I mean, you have taken a private message and turned it into a great big blow up.
It was ridiculous. I had literally just texted you and said, it makes me uncomfortable. I folded. So what happened was, is Chris Harrington was talking about wings today on my show. And he was saying, which I think we can all agree on, that you can eat wings and barbecue on the same plate, right? We do agree with that. Do we all agree with that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So then he was saying that Memphis is as much of a wing town as it is a barbecue town. And as the person who comes from the wing capital of the world, that's ridiculous. Like, yes, Memphis has lots of wing places, but it's not known for wings. It's got perfectly good wings, but it's not like some, you think Elvis and you think barbecue and you think blues and whatever else, but you basketball, whatever that, you don't think wings. No one outside of Memphis thinks wings. I thought it was absurd. And then John, I was having this discussion with Chris Harrington, and John, in the midst of it, just texts me and says, Buffalo sucks. And I took offense.
Okay.
And I wasn't going to speak until he took it back. Yep. But then I folded.
It's too late. He did it.
He literally did it, man.
I know, but literally we folded at the same time. Because
right.
I was texting you at that moment saying, what the hell.
But I said, Buffalo sucks, Team Memphis.
Well, I don't mind Team Memphis. Team Memphis.
I usually catch your 9:45, the beginning of your Harrington segment every day on the way in, and I heard you getting all sensitive, about Buffalo. And I just wanted to let you know Buffalo sucks. That's all,
I am Team Memphis, and if you want to say the Bills suck, I'm with you there. If you want to, if you want to say Josh Allen sucks, I can't argue after what I've witnessed recently. But don't try to tell me that Memphis is a wing town.
No, I think that's in all fairness, I think that's right. I think that yes.
I mean, they're called Buffalo Wings.
Yes.
For God's sake,
you can't be everything.
You can't be everything. Yeah.
And in fairness, I think Ching's closed, so that's one less wing place.
It did not, did it?
There's some rumors. Now that could.
Really?
I don't know if Billy put him out of business.
Has anybody written about that or verified that?
Somebody direct messaged me and said it closed. So I don't. And I know they've been closed since the pandemic. I don't know if they were reopened or what. But I feel like somebody would have said something that they were reopened. I don't know.
But it seems to be a mystery.
Fundamentally, we agree it is not a wing town. Now tonight is the debate. It is the final debate before the election on November the 3rd. Jeff, I know you're excited as a member of the radical left. But before we get into your political stances, Jason and I had a debate at the beginning of the show. It was the debate heard around the world. We both had each a minute to answer these questions. And I actually want to ask you these questions to get your.
It's funny. Normally, it's interesting because normally if there's one segment of your show I will hear, and it's typically much more of that. I listen to all 3 hours as much as I can. But if I almost always hear the first segment because I'm driving home. I'm in the car, et cetera. So I always hear the first segment. But I'm coming cold to these because I happen to get a call at that exact moment. I know nothing about any of these questions. Was Jason prepared, though? Like, Joe Biden is
Jason
doing
was,
his debate preparation.
Yeah. Jason kept talking about Hunter Biden. I was like, really? This has nothing to do with the question at hand here.
Right.
But no, it was a great debate, and maybe you can listen to it on the podcast.
Okay.
Some of these are sports related. Some of these are pop culture related.
And do I have 2 minutes to talk uninterrupted?
1 minute is what you have.
One minute, and then we're muting you.
Yeah.
One minute, then we're muting you.
Yeah. All right. So the first question, and you can weigh in on this, I think elaborately because they're in your division. Did the Miami Dolphins do Ryan Fitzpatrick wrong?
Yes, they did Ryan Fitzpatrick wrong. In the end, they did Ryan Fitzpatrick wrong because as long as he is in playoff contention, he should have been given the chance to see it through. When you have a team that's one game out of playoff contention, he should have had a chance to see it through. But more than that, they did Tua wrong. Because now, when the team inevitably falls out of playoff contention, which they would have naturally done under Fitz as well, now it will be blamed on Tua. And it's not so much that the fans will think that. It's that his teammates will think that. And internally, they will think that Tua is the problem. Whereas the truth matters is not just that they're not that good to begin with. So it's not just that they did Ryan Fitzpatrick wrong. They did Tua wrong. It was a wrong decision.
Wow, 45 seconds.
Thank you for your answer. Yeah, you're efficient, man. You're efficient.
He is a master at this.
That's what the women say.
All right, second question of our debate here. Should a contender sign Antonio Brown?
Yes. A contender should absolutely sign Antonio Brown. And the reason is the guy is damn good at football. I mean, should he in a great moral sense? No, of course not. He's a screwed up dude. It seems like he's a bad person. And from that perspective, from the moral good, no, the answer is no. But the truth of the matter is these NFL teams are in it to win the freaking Super Bowl. And he's still a very good receiver. And I think if you bring him in for the rest of the year, whatever. If he sucks, do what the Patriots did. Cut him. It doesn't matter. If he sucks or he's disruptive, there's really very little to lose here. And so bring him in. If he's awesome, if he can create the difference between you winning at a higher level and not, you've benefited. And by all means, don't sign him long term.
Right.
Let him use you as a place to show his wares. You use him in the process, and then let him go sign a long-term deal or a richer deal somewhere else. But he will absolutely help a contender.
It looks like you've convinced John of my viewpoint there. I agree with you on that one, Jeff.
I just hate Antonio Brown.
I saw John nodding while you were talking, so I think you've changed his discourse. That's how good you are at this debate stuff.
Jeff, you are a master debater, man. I tell you that.
I'll tell you what. Who wins this weekend?
Me and Jeffrey Toobin,
Who wins this? Don't want to be in anything with Jeffrey Toobin. Who wins this weekend, Titans or Steelers? There's only one right answer, Jeff.
Yeah, the Steelers win this game. And the Steelers win this game. Oh, and I really think in the end, it's because of Taylor Lewan. I would have had a hard time here choosing between these two because they are both, let's be honest, they're not surprises in the truest sense of word. They aren't like have gone from the basement to the penthouse, but they're both better than I think we would have expected, and they're both admirable franchises. But what has happened this week? One team lost its left tackle, a team that is defined by its running game, by its ability to pound it down your throat, and the guy who defends Ryan Tannehill's, blindside. So Taylor Lewan is gone. The Pittsburgh Steelers can rush the passer like nobody's business.
Yep.
I hate to say it. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers unmask the Titans this week and prove them to be the national frauds that they are. No, I don't really mean that part. I just think that Taylor Lewan will make the difference.
The you mentioned sacks. Pittsburgh leads the league in sacks at 24, and they sack the opposing quarterback, on average every 7 pass attempts. So they will be all up in Ryan Tannehill's grill.
You now, hope
if Derrick Henry can get going, that would obviously help things. But you got to think they're going to key in on him. Okay, Jeff. This one, the trap door's opening up for you here, man, because I'm scared. It's a pop culture question, which is not, admittedly, your
not
expertise.
My strength. Oh, right. No.
But it's really more open-ended.
Right.
This is sort of like a climate change question in many ways, right? Who is, speaking of masks and unmasking, who is the most iconic horror movie villain?
Jason is the most iconic horror movie villain.
That's right!
In the end,
John is shocked that you're so right.
In the end, you can say Freddy or whatever else, but in the end, it's the big dude with the freaking knife and the mask.
Machete, yes.
And machete. Like, that's, he He's coming after that you. Mask he's wearing is a freaking hot.
I want to make sure
mask.
He's no not question. Thinking about he, Michael Myers, though. I'm a little worried you're thinking about Michael Myers.
No. And he's coming after you, and he is the man, dude, man. He is absolutely. I don't even need to. This is so easy. I yield the rest of my time.
No, that's right. You're right. You're right to do that.
Well,
the mask itself is iconic. Johnny's right.
So Jason said Jason. I said.
This man said Dracula.
I said Dracula. Because did you realize that over 200 films have been made featuring Count Dracula, and that is second only in cinema to Sherlock Holmes?
It's the last time Dracula scared you, though, Jeff.
Yeah, no one's scared of Dracula. Dracula's like,
well, you say that. You say that.
It's yesterday's. Yesterday's. What have you done for me lately?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And then the final question.
Swimmingly.
The final question of this debate is, should Jason Smith, not the villain, but
right,
should Jason get a new car?
No, not as long as the current car works. Absolutely
yes.
not.
Define works.
Three out of two, he's with me. Three out of five.
Define works.
No, the truth of the matter is that a car is the ultimate. To spend more than you have to on a car is the ultimate waste of freaking money because it does nothing but decrease in value.
That's it.
You get about 3 days of pleasure out of it. You say, look at me in my new car. This is great. I feel fantastic. And then after that, it's just the same old crappy car. It becomes the backdrop to your life. But as long as there's no car payment and he is getting back and forth to the radio station, and I've never noticed Jason not coming in the radio station because he's late, he should ride that free car as long as he possibly can. Put off that car payment and become the millionaire next door. Absolutely. Do not. Particularly in these times, when the
uncertainty,
when we have no idea what the hell is happening,
just true.
You're going to go out there and buy a new car? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Jason is shrewd, and the only time you should buy a new car is that moment when the cost of repairs is no longer worth it. And that's always a hard question.
Right.
When that moment gets there, but until you're faced with that hard question. Do I replace the clutch for whatever, the transmission for $1,200? Keep driving that sucker and banking that money because you may need it someday. He's got college education to pay for, retirement to pay for. He's older than he actually looks, John.
Yes,
and
he
is. So I absolutely, and plus he just had a birthday. No, he should not buy a car.
Well, Jeff, your performance today has been magnificent, and
you've done this before.
Yeah, you were
really strong.
Were you on the debate?
He even pauses to think for a good three seconds, and then he captures the yes or the no, and then he goes firm.
Were you on the debate team at Harvard? You were, right?
No,
you were not.
I wasn't on the debate team at Harvard. No.
Well,
no.
You should have been. That was one of the great misses in the history of Harvard. One of the few.
Great job.
Well, who was on what side of this? Like, who thinks he should buy a car? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I said it because, you know, all Jason's 44 years of life have been about
service to others.
How can I help somebody else? What could I do for them? And I think he's got to be 60 years old like you. Looking around, taking stock.
Oh, no.
Not like Jeff.
What about, Jeff's bought himself some new cars, but he's going to be sitting around.
Are they new, though?
I have never had a really nice car.
You bought
car.
A Mercedes, and then you lost it.
It was $5,000 for that car.
Well,
I spent $5,000 cash for a car. And then you lost it. I will say, I occasionally, so I'm going to be inheriting a little bit of money in the next, year or so, right? I have an aunt who's 101, and when she dies, there's some money that will come to me, okay, that was from way long ago. Not a huge amount of money, but certainly enough to buy any car that I want, right?
Wow.
Not any car, not a $120,000 car. But I could go buy, if I wanted to buy a brand-new Lexus or a brand-new Mercedes or a brand, I could absolutely do it with them, and I've thought, do I want to finally? I'm 59 years old.
Right.
I work two jobs. I have an empty nest. Wouldn't it be nice to have a car like Gary's car?
Mm.
You know, wouldn't that be nice?
No, the tires go out all the time.
And then the tires. And then I just think, it's not worth it to me. I would have to be, for me to drive a $50,000 car, right? I'd have to be really rich to justify that.
I'm with you.
I am not judging other people's decisions in that regard at all. But it is funny. I look around and I look at the crappy cars that I drive and then the beautiful cars that some people drive, and I think, how are they in that car and I'm in this car?
Right.
Why is that?
We can all relate to that.
But the answer, yes. The answer lies in their priorities, doesn't it?
The answer is totally in.
They're probably upside down.
I can't tell you, and I'm not saying.
Look at your producer, Jeff.
I'm not saying that's that real.
Daniel. Your producer is riding clean.
How is Jeffrey at Denali and you're in a Sierra?
He's also a show host.
True.
But again, I am not judging anyone else's priorities at all. But I let's just say I had $50,000, right?
Yep.
Would I rather take that $50,000 and put it in an Escalade, or would I rather, go to France for a couple weeks
right.
and then, maybe on a safari
right.
for a
yep.
couple weeks
yep.
and maybe
put some of that back.
How many restaurants, how many dinners in Andrew Michael I would get more pleasure out of doing. So unless I have so many $50,000 that I can do all of it, then I won't spend that $50,000 on the car.
Jeff, you're amazing. Your wisdom's always appreciated.
Thank
Buffalo
you for this.
Great. Thanks for the time.
Great. Wow.
He is Jeff Calkins. Great debater.
Master
he's a better
debater,
master debater.
Than we are. He's more
he's
concise.
Fantastic. He's fantastic.
We went over
the master.
Too much.
We will come back, wrap this thing up on a Thursday. Jason and John on Eternal Fam, ESPN.
You get to choose that gossip Kia on the Pike. Right now, take your pick from 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month, lease 36 months. Plus the all-new 2021 Kia K5 with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume than Toyota Camry. Plus a warranty that blows Toyota away with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Now $189 a month, lease 36 months. And get 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So get your Kia on at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J and he'll put you in a new Kia today.
$3149 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes ACQ fee, $10,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte ME275992, MSRP 20,510, Sol L706-3372, MSRP 21885, K5 MG003199, MSRP 25725, K900 MSRP 65610, L602697, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 11-1-2020, dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
The fall weather has hit. Football season is here. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that James Davis is helping celebrate with 20% off all fall merchandise until the end of October. Sports shirts, sweaters, active tops that are perfect for those cool nights while eating outside. It's all available at James Davis, as are new 5-pocket brush cotton pants and tons of new denim. And don't forget about the Stant custom shirt and custom pants system. All it takes is 3 measurements and roughly a minute of your time, and you'll have custom-made shirts and pants ordered for you. They'll be ready before you know it. They'll fit you perfectly, just like mine fit me perfectly. And right now, you can get it done with 20% off the regular price. That's a deal that should not be passed up. And if you need a new suit, the greatest deal available is at James Davis. You can get 2 Paul Bettinelli suits for just $7.95. I own like 6 of them. You can get 2 right now for just $7.95. They're incredible deals through October 31st, only at James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. On the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at desotoautosales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at desotoautosales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to desotoautosales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
It's time to play Jackpot Justice. That's right. If you can't make it to the casino, we have Jackpot Justice election style. Percy Lynchard wants to be on the Mississippi Supreme Court. He has a long history of getting big bucks from his Jackpot Justice cronies. $40,000 from Mississippi trial lawyers. $20,000 from Democratic mega donors. Lynchard would risk bringing Jackpot Justice back to Mississippi.
Fortunately, we have a conservative alternative, Mississippi Supreme Court Justice Josiah Coleman. He's a conservative and experienced judge, a fair-minded man who understands hard work. Coleman lives on a farm, has served as a volunteer firefighter, and bagged groceries and washed dishes to help pay for his education. When it comes to the Mississippi Supreme Court, reject jackpot justice. Vote conservative, vote Coleman. Justice Josiah Coleman for the Mississippi Supreme Court. Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC. Derek Easley, Treasurer. Not approved by any candidate.
All 75 months at 2.99. Mirage LHO 10129. G4 LHF 07863. Eclipse LZO 15893. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695. Excludes tax, title, and license. With approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020 with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
How about a brand new ride that gets 43 mpg highway, seats 5, plus costs less than $4 a day? We Gossett at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. 2020 Mitsubishi Mirage. Buy for $11,100 or $99 a month. 2020 G4, 41 mpg highway, $139 a month, or buy for $12,435. And 2020 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross, $19,107 or $229 a month. Plus, confidence today, tomorrow, and long into the future with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Mirage, $99 a month. Mirage G4, $139 a month. And Eclipse Cross, $229 a month. Get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
To celebrate Robert Irwin Jewelers' 43rd anniversary, we're having a huge diamond sale going on right now. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, get bigger, brighter diamonds, and this month, 0% interest for up to 24 months. Check us out online at RIJewelers.com.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Thursday, you're going to need a drink to get through Thursday Night Football, I promise you. So do that with Blue Note Juke Joint. It's my go-to whiskey. I have so many bottles at the house. It is absolutely the best. Smoother than smooth, bolder than the blues. That is the idea every time you take a sip of Blue Note Juke Joint. Drink it on the rocks. That's what I do. Drink it neat. You can make a cocktail with it. Goes great with several different cocktail ideas. Available wherever fine liquors are sold. It's made right here in Memphis. It's a Memphis business, so it is more important than ever before to support local. You can do that with every bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint. Just $29.99 wherever your favorite liquors are sold. Weekend's almost here. It's Thursday. Go pick up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today. We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Giants, Eagles tonight. I guess if you have Carson Wentz on your fantasy team, you'll be watching. I believe Bent's going with Carson Wentz in the old fantasy league.
Good luck to Ghost Dad. He's got
Dad.
A pretty good team, though.
He does, man. I got to give it to him. Now, he did have the number two pick. You're supposed to have a pretty good team. But the reality of the situation is he's drafted well. He went with Derrick Henry over Saquon Barkley. And, boy, did that pay dividends, because Saquon Barkley ain't playing tonight and Derrick Henry is on fire.
Intuition.
Thanks to Melvin Coe for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Icky Woods for joining us. And thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us on the show today. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. I believe Jason will be joining them today.
3:30.
So do not miss that. For Jason, I'm John. We're going.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing. Zero security deposit. Excludes ACQ fee, $10,000 per year. 20 cents. Excess mileage, $6.50 acquisition fee. Forte ME275992. MSRP 20,510. Sol L703372. MSRP 21885. K5MG003199. MSRP 25725. K900. MSRP 6510. L602697. L602120. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF695. Excludes tax, final license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid 311-2020 dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. CKIA.com or retailer for details.
Where can you find best mass market branded initial quality 5 years running for Kia with JD Powers? We Gossett at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah. Take your pick, 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month lease, 36 months. 2021 2021 Kia K5 beats Toyota Camry with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume, plus a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. $189 a month lease for 36 months, all just $31.49 to its signing. Plus 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So come get happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
There's a lot of famous Joes out there. Heck, there's even a lot of average Joes out there. But in the auto collision repair business, there's no one more famous than Joe Stewart Body Shop. Family owned since 1969 with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, Joe Stewart specializes in the luxury lines like Mercedes, BMW, Jaguar, Land Rover, Acura, Honda, but they can make any vehicle shine like new again. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Auto Body Collision Repair 7 years running by the Commercial Appeal. Call 901-323-2296 in Memphis or 901-850-0022 in Collierville or visit online at joestewartbodyshop.com.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Protect your loved ones from the flu this season by making a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at Kroger.com/flu. Your people are our people.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Of course we can help you with that oil change. Doing it yourself is a great way to save some money. Right now you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.